In Aberdeen, Maryland, the toll-free number set up by the Army to field complaints is still being flooded with calls from throughout the armed forces. The students and instructors at the base in Northern Maryland have mixed reactions to the sexual abuse charges. Many are trying to make sense of how so many people in positions of leadership may have abused their authority. NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports.
Many of the 2,100 students at Aberdeen Proving Ground are fresh out of high school and 8 weeks of Army basic training. It's here amidst the brown brick military barracks and drab school buildings on the sprawling base where they start to learn the ropes of daily life in the Army. For this teenager, who asked that her name not be used, Aberdeen has been home for just 3 months. She says she's not really surprised by the charges against instructors that include rape, intimidation, and sexual harassment. But she wishes the accusers had come forward sooner and that the Army had acted more swiftly.
Well, they had to obviously know about this stuff beforehand because they kept giving us classes on it. And, they knew there was a problem, and it took like a good two, almost 3 months to even do anything about it.
Students grind metal parts into shape at the base's welding school, all part of what the Army calls advanced individual training, though most have been in the Army for just a few months. They learn how to weld equipment or repair and maintain tanks and trucks and other tasks that keep the military machine running. Two of the five officers facing criminal charges are drill instructors, supervisors whose mission is to help mold teenage recruits from civilians to soldiers, teaching everything from the proper shoe shine to how to follow the Army's strict regulations. In this case, the officer assigned to watch the drill instructors, the unit's captain, is also charged with sexual misconduct. 15 other school and drill instructors also face sexual harassment allegations. During a midday break, welding student Private Corey Reeves from Washington State says he's particularly troubled that those entrusted as mentors and role models may have abused their authority.
I think there's always a break in trust when something like this happens where somebody of higher authority misuses their authority to get what they want.
But that sense of betrayal isn't shared by everyone at Aberdeen. Sipping a soda in her welder's smock, covered with splotches from the morning's work, this female student says she's skeptical.
I don't know. There's just so many different charges that have come up, and I don't know what's true and what's not. But I think that, for the most part, it's gotten totally blown out of proportion. And if these people are guilty of doing of rape, then that's one thing. But if it's just fraternization or something, I think that needs to be dealt with accordingly.
About 20% of the students at Aberdeen are women. Some students interviewed describe a flirtatious atmosphere between students, but many say life in the classroom and on the training fields is highly professional. Army officials at Aberdeen say safeguards were in place to protect women. There are mandatory sexual harassment awareness courses, and rules forbid sexual relations between commanders and subordinates. But officials move to enact even more safeguards. They're bringing in an Army inspector from outside the base, and a rape prevention course is now mandatory for all students within 24 hours of arriving at Aberdeen. Lieutenant Colonel Gabriel Riesco is chief of staff to General Robert Shadley, the commander of Aberdeen.
Here we have an organization of 1 million people, and I dare say very few other organizations that have that many employees would jump out ahead of something like this and come out and say, we have a problem, we're dealing with the problem, and we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Riesco admits that some female students who were abused say they were scared to come forward at first with complaints, fearful that their new military careers would be jeopardized. As one male student put it, rocking the boat doesn't get you ahead in the Army. Proving Ground spokesman Ed Starnes says it's not clear whether reports of sexual abuse were ignored or suppressed by supervisors.
One of the things we're trying to find out is why didn't a lot of these students report it? And we know the intimidation, but were there other factors? Or were some of these reported and didn't get up to the chain of command? So, I mean, we're not going to sit here and say, well, chain of command had nothing to do with it. We'll look at that.
In the early dusk, Aberdeen soldiers march out to a long field to practice formations for an upcoming parade. A sign, this soldier says, that the widening sex scandal hasn't really interrupted the daily grind of Army life.
We still rock and steady the same old everyday thing.
Some women soldiers here said the events of the past week are painful reminders that attitudes towards women in uniform maybe haven't changed much in the macho world of the military, despite hard-fought gains. This young recruit says as the investigation continues, she hopes all the attention to sexual harassment reaches the civilian world as well.
It's kind of actually good that the military is focusing on it right now, because maybe it'll actually be like a, they'll set a standard for the rest of the world to show them, like, hey, you can't do this. Maybe it'll make all females everywhere more aware of it.
She and others interviewed at Aberdeen said their concerns are only heightened now that the sexual misconduct allegations are being reported at other Army bases across the country. This is Eric Westervelt reporting.